All right. Hello, 7 Mile Road. Happy May. It is Sarah here with
Justin
and
Michael.
And we are here to give you an update here on the podcast on what to expect this month at 7 Mile Melrose.
First thing we got to update you on is when our friend Pete from Inverness, Scotland was here last month and he met Sarah. He said, "Hi, I'm Pete."
And then I said, "I'm Sarah." And he responded saying, "Oh, you're that girl from the podcast."
And it was the best.
I'm pretty sure Justin put him up to it to say that.
I don't remember that happening.
It sounds like something you would do.
It does sound like something I would do, but I'm not convinced I did it in this instance. But the more we talk about it, it likely happened.
Even despite that, it was really great having Pete here with us.
It was. That was a really, really, really cool time.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like Pete.
We like Pete. It was also cool to hear him that Sunday, preaching on the Great Commission and hearing the heartbeat they have and how it aligns with our heartbeat. And just it was cool to hear from multiple people how they're doing the same thing here. That we're working at here and how we get to encourage each other in that. And feels like our people were really encouraged. I was encouraged and I know Pete was as well. So that was a cool thing.
Yeah.
And that was a couple Sundays ago, but now in May we're keeping cranking.
Yeah. Sundays in May are going to keep rolling through Samuel, right?
Yes. Yes. We're going to continue our sermon series called God's King. So that's going to keep happening. We're enjoying this time in the book of Samuel and we're hitting this transition now where Samuel has now stepped into this instructing role in a different way, as now Saul is the king. So yeah, it's good times.
Great. And then the last Sunday of the month, we are going to do something a little different. We are not meeting for our typical Sunday services in the building. Instead, we will be meeting as gospel communities.
That's right.
We typically do this every Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And Michael, can you tell us a little more about that?
Sure. So we are going to meet, as Sarah said, with our gospel communities. If you're not in a gospel community, now would be a great time to connect with one over the weekend. So if you're not in one, reach out to me. I can get you connected.
And Michael, how can people get a hold of you?
The best would be my email, prevet@7mileroad.org. And just shoot me an email. Tell me you'd love to plug into a gospel community for the weekend. Our gospel communities are one of our two primary discipleship formation areas in our church. Sunday gatherings are the other. Yeah, so these are a great time to connect over like a holiday weekend, worship Jesus together, have a meal together, and invite your neighbors to join you.
Yeah, that's one of the things I really love about this is it pauses a little bit for over a holiday weekend and allows a chance for us to show hospitality in a little bit different manner. People get to know each other directly. We're able to invite people in some informal but still serious and formative conversations about Jesus. And also invite people into the church in a little bit different setting and helps people know. Sarah and I were talking about this the other day. It helps people know that the church isn't about a building, but about a people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So if you're listening and you know someone who wants to get into a gospel community, you should email me and let me know. We're going to be launching a couple new ones in the fall. Mm-hmm. So now would be a great time just to connect with a gospel community in preparation to be a part of a new one coming probably in September.
Great. And Michael, you're working on training some of those leaders to be launched in the fall for new GCs, right?
Yes.
How's that going?
It's going great. We have three couples who are going through our gospel community boot camp.
Great.
So each week we're working on one of the three kind of dynamics in what we consider a healthy gospel community culture. So one would be the gospel. Right. What is it? How do we believe it? How do we grow deeper in believing it and understanding it and applying it to ourselves and talking about the gospel implications of all of life together? How do we do that in a way that's safe? We create an environment that we can confess our sins to one another. It's confidential and transparent. And then how do we do that over a long period of time? Like how do we give each other time where we're not rushing each other to change? We're believing the gospel, doing it in a way that is allowing one another to be free and allowing Jesus to change us in his time. So we're focusing on those three things together in three sessions, and then they'll be ready to launch their GC this fall.
Great. That's awesome. So up next, I wanted to talk about our upcoming Connections Breakfast. So this is primarily for new people. new-ish, we say. We're not going to be strict about who's new and who's not new. We would love to have you join us for this breakfast. Just if you'd like to have an opportunity to connect with other people, learn a little more about the church, kind of take a first step into the life and mission of Seven Mile Road. So that is happening on May 19th. It's going to be between services. So you can either stay late for the first service or come a little early for the second service.
Breakfast is going to be about 10:15.
Yep, that's right.
Yep, let's do that. It's going to be great.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
If you know someone who's new or newish and you're not listening to this podcast, May 19th is a date to tell them for Connection Breakfast.
Bring them along with you. Even if you're not new, but you want to bring someone new, come with your friend. If you just want an opportunity to meet some other people, connect with the pastors and staff, then you're invited.
What else is great is we've just completed our tracks for the year, the discipleship tracks. So we started in the fall a women's track and a men's track.
Yep.
And both of those were aimed at answering this question of, what is it like for me to live as a man or a woman who believes the gospel? And what does it mean to live my life in a gospel-centered way? And so we had these tracks, and it was a great time. Mm-hmm. And we finished that up last month, and just a tremendous time. Lots of excitement. There's been some fun stuff come out of it. Everywhere from believing the gospel in this new, different way to also people saying, I'm now sharing the gospel in a new way. So that's been fun.
Yeah. So. And we also finished up our ox track last month, right?
Yes. Yes. A year ago, we started this ox track, which is our pastoral development track. It's meant to help men that may be being called towards pastoral ministry to help understand what elders do, what we need to be called as elders, and help discern, is this me? Am I the person? Is God calling me to help serve in His church and to serve His church in this capacity as an elder, as an overseer, as a shepherd of the flock? And so we've spent this last year doing a lot of reading and thinking and praying and talking, and it's been a beautiful time as we're seeking to see pastoral call be developed and discerned. And so it's been fun. We finished that with Michael Previtt, Chris Coughlin, Ned Taylor, and Brett Johnson.
Yeah, all four of us made it to the finish line.
Yeah, so we finished the track, and it's a wonderful time, and we're looking forward to this opportunity to build plans going forward for what it looks like to continue.
So coming out of ox track, what is kind of the next step for some of these men?
Yes, so we're going to be meeting up and developing some individual growth plans on what does it mean for you to keep following? What's the next step for you in pursuing this calling of following Jesus and serving in this church? So this summer, we're going to see these men preaching on Sundays, which is really, really exciting.
That's awesome.
We're already seeing them lead liturgy, and we're working on some other things as far as what does it look like for you to gain knowledge that you need and skill that you need and to even be invited into some other layers of shepherding here at Seven Mile Road. So it's a really exciting time for the life of our church, and it's an exciting time for these men. So I think we'll be seeing that happening in some more clear ways going forward.
Awesome. Great. So, Justin, this is the last update we're going to have you on for a little while. This summer, you and your family get to go on sabbatical, which is super exciting.
Yeah. It is exciting. And it's setting in. It's getting real close now.
Yeah.
Yeah, June 1st is that start date.
Yep.
And it's a little wild. So I've been pastoring here at Seven Mile Road since 2009, working here full-time since 2010. Mm-hmm. And it's very wild to be having this time coming up where I'll be stepping away from all the day-to-day responsibilities and everything for a little bit to get some rest.
Yep.
To spend some time with family and to get to travel a bit and to learn. So it's really, really exciting. Also a little wild to think about.
Yeah.
So when I think about sabbatical, I think about in the law, God told his people, like, work those fields 6 years straight, and then the seventh year, take a year off from working that field. And so in that seventh year, they were supposed to kind of put those implements down, stop sowing the seeds, and then trust that God would provide for them in that year, and that he promised that actually in that space of them kind of giving up that work for a year, that he would actually provide more than they even need, and that in the 2 years after, they would still be eating from the food that he provided in that Sabbath year. So when we're talking about sabbatical, it's like in that theological concept that, like, we're going to put down the main work that we've been doing.
Yeah.
So how are you planning on doing that?
Yeah. So that's a great question. So one of the ways that we're doing that is just to like stepping away from all day-to-day responsibilities around the church.
Yeah.
All the things that that means. So that means email.
So Sarah and I know a lot more of what that means day-to-day.
It means meetings, emails, contacts, Slack messages, phone calls, like the whole of things. So I won't be doing any of my normal work for those.
And so for people who see you primarily on Sundays.
It won't be seeing me on Sundays either. Yeah.
So like no liturgy leading, no preaching.
Yeah. I won't be around. Family won't. So we're going to really disentangle for the season from the life of the church. And there's a lot of awesomeness to the entanglement, but we're going to take a little break from that.
Mm-hmm.
And focus on some rest, focus on some learning, focus on having a lot of fun and see God like bring some rest and renewal in that season that should set me up for and set us up for years ahead. That's what we're praying for.
Yeah.
What are the things that you're planning on like doing for learning? What do you mean by that?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to mean a few things. So one, just reading a bunch, which is good because I'm behind on my Goodreads goal.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that and
stay tuned. We'll finish the pod with our Goodreads update.
So I'm behind on my Goodreads goal. Yeah. So, I'll do some reading.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do some learning. In particular, I'm going to be doing some reading around Charles Spurgeon's life, his ministry, some sermons, which is also going to tie into some of the travel we're doing. We're going to be spending a decent amount of time in London this summer, and we'll be able to go check out some sites, worship at the church that he was a pastor of. At least some of that, maybe get to visit some other churches there as well. And we're really looking forward to those opportunities to not only learn from books, but be able to get places and see where stuff happened and learn in those ways. So
going into sabbatical, what are your hopes and how are ways that we can be praying for you?
Yes. So our three big goals for our family for this summer are to love God and each other. So that's going to mean to spend a bunch of time with God, spend a bunch of time with each other and love each other. In particular, we're going to get to do this in a little bit different place, which I think is also going to be formative in those ways. Additionally, we want to laugh a whole lot and have just a really good time. We tend to laugh a decent amount, but like we want a summer like where we're just really laughing a lot. And then learning, which I mentioned a moment ago, have been really helped over the last several years by learning and reading a lot of Charles Spurgeon and trying to benefit from his ministry, not only his preaching, but broader, because a lot of church planting work happened through his ministry and the church there at Metropolitan Tabernacle. And so looking forward to learning that. And then we think there's going to be a good amount of just rest and renewal that happens through that season. And so we're just really excited about that.
Yeah.
Also probably going to play a little golf.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
And then we'll be seeing you again on Sundays towards like the end of August, right?
The end of August, yes. Yes.
Great.
It'll be good.
So my real question is, just how far behind are you on your Goodreads goal?
So Goodreads update. You've been tracking along and comparing your stats with ours.
Because everyone is clearly doing that.
I'll regretfully answer that in just a moment. But first, I just wanted to say thank you to 7 Mile Road for supporting our family in the sabbatical, in the whole process, in helping make sure it was possible on a number of resource fronts. It just means the world to us. We feel very loved and cared for, and we're so grateful. And it's interesting because I'm very excited about sabbatical, and I'm also in some way excited about being back. So even though we hadn't left, I'm always like, all right, can't wait to be back. So thank you for everything that means, all the support has meant. Now I'll answer your other question. I am several books behind right now. We're 33% of the way.
What was your goal for the year initially?
My goal for the year is 30 books, and I'm at 6 right now. So I'm 4 books behind schedule. I feel like I'm going to catch up, though.
You can catch up.
It's doable. I think I'm going to surpass it. There's great wisdom. Mariah told me to not, she tells me every year to not be too ambitious with my goal, and I listened a little bit. I'm going to be okay.
All right.
My goal was 24, so 2 books a month. Justin went with 2.5 books a month. I just went with 2, and I'm ahead. I'm 6 books ahead. I've read 14 at 24.
Okay. I've also read 14 this year. I set my goal at 36 for the year, so 3 books a month.
Sarah's and more ambitious than both of us.
Goodreads tells me I'm 2 books ahead of schedule.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll update you at the end of the summer where we are.
I expect some big numbers from you, Justin.
The end of Justin's sabbatical. We'll see if he's caught up or not.
We'll be okay.
All right.
If not, then we'll just, he had a good sabbatical. He rested.
Yep.
That's right. It's really win-win situation. No lose situation. Anyway. All right, great.
Okay. Well, we'll see you on Sunday, 7 Mile Road. Thanks for listening.
Hey, have a great summer.
Bye.
Bye.